at NASA's George C. Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, engineers are preparing for a crucial test of a booster engine that will help the main rocket escape the Earth's gravity. This is the largest booster ever developed for a manned spacecraft. The Space Launch System, or SLS, consists of a main rocket and two solid fuel boosters. It will propel the new manned capsule, Orion, into deep space. During liftoff, the engines create so much noise that the sound waves can actually damage the payload. That is why other NASA engineers are testing a water-based sound suppression system on a scaled-down model of the launched vehicle. Space Launch System engineer Douglas Counter.
Past experience has shown that without this scale model testing, there could be not only problems with the design loads, with the environment, components could fail. So this is very critical.
At one of the indoor laboratories, engineers are assembling components of the system that will integrate and control all parts of the rocket.
This is essentially the brains and nervous system of your rocket. The flight computers are your brain, the various data systems, getting the various sensors, data from the different boxes, a kind of like your nervous system flow to the brain.
Congress has not yet approved next year's budget for NASA, so the agency is trying to save money by relying on unused components, like the RS-25 rocket engines built for the retired shuttles. Engine test project manager Gary Benton explains.
We've got 16 RS-25 engines left over from the shuttle program, and since the engine was highly reliable and reusable, we're able to take these engines and use them for the first four flights of SLS.
The rocket test stand in Mississippi was built in the Apollo era, but project manager Richard Rauch says it was designed to be flexible for testing various engines.
What we're doing is we're repurposing some of that old hardware, some of that structural hardware, a lot of the propellant and cryopiping to make it adaptable to what's required for the SLS core stage.
At another site in Louisiana, workers have already started welding sections of almost a 100-meter-long main rocket. Engineers from NASA and the main contractor, Boeing, had to design huge welding tools. NASA says the new Space Launch System is being designed to be flexible for both crewed and cargo missions. Testing of the core stage will begin in 2016, and the first launch is planned for 2017, though no astronauts will be on board. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.